You're listening to Swimming World Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, and today we're talking with Auburn head coach David Marsh on behalf of sophomore swimmer Cesar Cielo, who is unable to meet with us today. Last weekend, Cesar broke the Southeastern Conference Swimming Championships record in the 100 freestyle while leading an Auburn sweep of the medals in that event. His time of 41.85 set a school record in that event, smashing the previous SEC mark of 42.53 set by former Auburn swimmer Fred Bousquet in 2004. Cesar also posted the third fastest time in history in the 50 freestyle, 19.03, to highlight the second day of action at the SEC Swimming Championships. Cielo's stunning time in the 50 free broke his own SEC record of 19.23 that he set earlier in the day during the prelims, when he topped the previous mark of 19.33 set by former Tiger George Bovell in 2004. Thanks for stepping in today, Coach Marsh.
You bet, and Aaron Charlotte would want to remind you that that George had tied his record, so he actually broke Aaron Charlotte and George's record from previous years.
Well, that certainly brings out the long history of the great sprinters coming out of your program.
Well, we've always taken a lot of pride in the sprint events, and in many ways, what we tried to do, you know, after Rowdy Gaines really established the program in so many ways when he first kind of lit the world up for those years, was to look at, you know, different individuals and look at how they can best be developed. And in many cases, some of our, you know, best, you know, quote, sprinters came through the middle distance program. Others came through, you know, a real specific power program that, the guys like Dave Bottom and Mike Bottom and Dave Durden and different, you know, Adam Schmidt and other coaches, had their fingers in at certain times, but it's kind of been changed and crafted along the way. And I see Brett Hawk and Brian Karkowski, our strength coach, really working together to do some exciting things to put together the overall sprint program.
Well, it's great to see the tradition continue. But so, first, right off the block, let's just ask the question. Will Cesar go under 19 seconds at the NC2A and break Fred Bousquet's unbelievable mark of 18.74?
To give you a short answer, yes, and I'm not sure. I would be surprised he doesn't break 19 because he was 19.03, unshaved at this meet, and so he should certainly, if he's consistent with the way, you know, Auburn is at NCAAs, he's supposed to go faster there, and so I do anticipate that he has the ability to do that. 18.7, when you start getting around 19 low, you know, hundreds of seconds become tenths of seconds at the 20-second mark, if you know what I mean. So I do think that he would have to put together a pretty ideal race. And even Fred, when he did it, was in the prelims, and he was a little bit more relaxed. He was there wasn't quite the pressure that there was in the finals, and I don't think anybody expected him to go 18.7. And we all knew he might be able to break 19, but...
You know, they're still talking about that turn. His turn was just incredible,
right.
With Fred. So, what's Cesar's strengths?
Cesar is pretty typical for most great swimmers, which is he's a tremendous talent to begin with. But I tell you, his talent was honed by his age group coach back in Brazil. Who actually now coaches in South Carolina, Mario, and Mario did a great job of developing him as a freestyle and backstroker. And then in the past, you know, many years, his national coach at home, I think, has done a brilliant thing in keeping him a little bit more aerobically oriented and really developing him for the long haul. So I think he's been managed very well as a young man, and because he physically has developed so late, and he's just now really coming in his own as he physically develops, I think he really hasn't blossomed until now. And I think even the difference in when he came in this freshman year and now his sophomore year, his ability in the weight room and his ability to accomplish explosive tasks, whether they be in the pool or in the weight room, are very obvious, the improvements he's made.
Coach Marsh, you know, when people look at the 50, they think of it as a sneeze or just as quick as a hiccup. Once he hits that water, is his stroke taking on different dimensions, or is there different phases of that race that you can maybe talk a little bit about?
Absolutely. There's no question that the sprint freestyle, I think, you know, nationally, internationally, if you look at some of the way the stroke is being taught now, especially for the short course sprint, you know, tends to be much more drag oriented, and you tend to, you know, stick the arm in, dig deep, and pull through. And Fred did a little bit more of that. Caesar is more of a classic freestyle. Has a brilliant catch out front. Really swims, you know, with the kind of classic freestyle that we want all our age group swimmers to swim with, and all the college swimmers to swim with. And we really haven't messed with that too much. There probably is more potential in a short course yard 50 by driving him a little bit deeper and you know, working the power end of things. But I don't think that would do justice to his career, and that's part of what our responsibility is when we coach anybody. And in his case, he has a wonderful kick that rides behind him. He rides high in the water, and he has that high catch that's well connected through his body. And what he does as an athlete is he just accelerates through the stroke while holding all of that water. And I would liken it to, you know, if you had a rope in the water and you saw a swimmer could grab the rope and just pull himself along by a rope. That's a little bit what Brett Hawk looked like when he swam for us, and a little bit what George Bavel looked like, and now Caesar very much like this.
Now, Dave, you were, I won't say a proponent, but you kind of brought in the straight arm recovery as part of a freestyle sprinting style. Is he using the classic bent arm recovery, or is he using a straight arm recovery?
He's using a bent elbow recovery, and I do have some other guys that are a little more straight arm. He's a little bit taller, and I'm a little more comfortable with a bent arm with a little bit taller guy. However, he is a little more opened up than he was when he first came. He tended to be even a little bit higher elbow back then, and biggest adjustment we've made with him is his body line and his head position. We've brought his head into line with his body, although even now, if you watch a ton of freestyle, he tends to kind of yank up the second 50 of 100. And it's one of those things at this point, this time of the season, we'll tweak, but we won't change. In this case, seems to be working.
And how's he setting up that turn? And how's he coming off of that turn? There's so much turbulence. There's so much going on top of the water. Is he coming off that wall fairly deep?
Well, the advantage for him right now, Brent, is that he at SECs he was well ahead, and I think I'm not sure he felt the kind of turbulence he'll feel at NCAAs when he's around the NCAA guys, and so we'll see how he does. But he is a strong athlete, and he has the ability to hold his line very nicely. He has a great underwater dolphin kick, and he does use about three undulations under the water, and I think that keeps him underneath the big wave that will come over those 50 freestyles. And I tell you, it is about a 2-foot wave that washes over those 50 freestylers in that event when they're all going 19 lows.
So position, qualifying position, really has a big advantage once it comes to the finals?
Well, the advantage is lanes, 1 and 8 if it's a 10-lane pool like last year. Otherwise, the advantage is, probably there's not an advantage being lane 4. But that is where the fastest people get seated from the prelims, and we won't be messing around in the prelims.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you got some exciting swims ahead of you as you move into the championship season, and really appreciate taking time out of your busy schedule to talk a little bit about the Auburn Sprint program and specifically Caesar.
Oh, thanks, Brent.
Well, this is Brent Rutemeller with Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world. Thank you.